Everybody, Andy here again. Well, this is another audio boot that comes from a Twitter conversation, etc. I was having one last night. I happened to put a couple of comments up about the sort of political situation that's going on, especially in the Middle East, and how it seems to be that all these countries that are undergoing revolution or the potential revolution seem to be ruled by dictators, statesmen, call them whatever you wish, who've been there for decades. Colonel Gaddafi's been there for 40-odd years. President Mubarak had been there for 30-odd years. And I understand it's pretty much the same in most of these countries. They've got a sort of a standard thing there. And maybe that's part of the problem. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. Maybe that's an issue for another day. But I happened to put something up there. And then a friend of mine happened to sort of reply back to me saying, oh, maybe we're due for a revolution in the UK. And I jokingly put up there, yeah, but I haven't had my tea yet. As long as I can have that first. And then maybe I'll think about it. And it got me thinking about that, and I actually started a little exercise, like a hashtag thing. I started it with UK revolution excuses. Yes, okay, it was only me and a couple of other people who put anything on there, but it does make you think about that, the fact that, okay, we're having a laugh at it. I mean, I put that sort of thing up, yeah, but EastEnders is on in a minute, and my friend said, yeah, well, I've got to wait in for the boiler man, or I think I've got a bit of a cold coming on. Yes, all a bit silly, and like another one I've got here, what about health and safety and that type of thing as well, or just can't be bothered, all those type of things. And it does, serious as though that is, that said, does make you think about what it would be like if something like that was to happen over here. Okay, we live in a different type of society, but there's lots of undercurrent of sort of revolutionary thoughts or just bad thoughts about the government, and there's all this, I'm reading in the paper yesterday about that, potential for strikes because of cuts in this and cuts in that. We saw the demonstrations, I suppose, that turned into riots about the student fees and the protests that surrounded that. And we've had uprisings about woodlands and the threat of sale of woodlands. I'm sure there's a lot more coming when the sort of cuts, etc., that are being imposed, whether you agree with them or not, or whether you know or realise that maybe something needs to be done, but there's always that thing that you don't like, and are they cutting the right thing? Could they be doing this and that, etc., etc.? And then you put the banks in and all that sort of thing. Stir it all up, and then you get a bit of a melting pot. I can't imagine it would ever be the same as what it is in some of those Middle Eastern countries, for a very good reason. They have a completely different way of life, but they have been ruled by the same people for 30, 40 years, and they haven't been ruled in a particularly good way. We can't, yes, we may bitch and moan about our own process, but at least we have a democratic process, and one that changes governments fairly regularly. And personally, I'd like to go to the American system, where people can only sort of stay in power, should we say, for two terms, and then they have to get out. That's a good way of doing it. Maybe we should introduce that. But there are other things, and I think, light-hearted though this was, that's what it would be like over here. No, I can't, I've got to get up for work, I just can't be bothered. Whether that comes from that whole idea that we have a fairly easy life compared to what other countries do and what other cultures do as well. But also, if you think about the way that things, protests, etc., are carried out over here, they so often revert or turn into a violent protest, not necessarily by the majority, quite often by the small minority. But that hasn't really happened in these other places, has it? Like, people have stood back, they've been non-violent revolutions, if you want to call it that, and it's when the government, if anybody, or their people, should we say, mercenaries or whatever, who are doing the fighting, you know, the shooting, the beatings or whatever for them. And that's one of those things, in my opinion, that holds back any sort of process and stops so many people getting involved in Britain. I know that happened with the school fees, or student fees protests, university fees protests. People didn't want to go along because they didn't want to get caught up with what they knew. It was more or less inevitable that certain things, certain elements would try and take over those sort of protests. So whether we can have any sort of revolutions here, we've had that type of thing in the past. If you go back to the Middle Ages and King Charles I, and we had a civil war. Okay, it wasn't fought about certain things, that was more of a religious type of thing, but there were other things that came out of that as well, which are talking about democracy and talking about rights of people, etc., and land and all those type of things, the sort of things that we are talking about now. Okay, they may be important, the more pressing, I suppose, in other places in the Middle East, and I quite accept that, but you know, Who knows what's going to happen here? But a revolution? I don't think so. Health and safety would have something to say about that, wouldn't they? Anyway, thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.